Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This year, brothers and sisters, as we prepare for the Day of Quds, let me take a minute to thank each and every one of you for the efforts that you're making to remember our brothers and sisters in Palestine. You haven't forgotten the oppressed, whether they be in Yemen or Bahrain or Nigeria or anywhere in the world. The oppressed all over the world, you haven't forgotten them, and you definitely have not forgotten your brothers and sisters in Palestine. We are all aware how the Israeli regime is using these special circumstances to further and intensify and increase the oppression on our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And we're coming together to encourage them to resist, to remind them of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we believe that Quds is going to be liberated. Not only will it be liberated, we hope that we are amongst those who see Isa, the son of Maryam, praying over there in liberated Quds. You see, one of the things that's been mentioned about the Mahdi is that he is that person who Isa will pray behind. Prophet Muhammad says this, Minna, from us, Mahdi هذه ummah is the Mahdi of this ummah, الذي يصلي عيسى خلفه, who Isa alayhi salam will pray behind. This is going to be a spectacular event, brothers and sisters, and it takes place in Quds, we're told in the Ahadith. We're told that it's going to be that it'll be at the time of Fajr. So imagine that, inshallah, we witness this. Isa, the only person who is the result of a virgin birth, one of the greatest of the prophets of Allah to have ever lived, Sahib Kitab, someone who is a possessor of a book, this individual who everybody is waiting for and looking out for, then he descends from heaven in that spectacular fashion. And then at that time, when everybody is looking to him, he uses that time to demonstrate the supremacy of the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Al-Mahdi. Much like we saw in 2000 when Sayyid Nasrullah, may Allah protect him, used his moment to demonstrate that his allegiance to the wali of the time, Imam Khamenei. Let's look at the hadith about this. The hadith says this, يَنْزِلُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامِ Isa, the son of Maryam, will descend from the heavens, فَيَقُولُ أَمِيرُهُمْ The Muslims will be ready to pray. The persons who's leading the prayers will be the Mahdi. فَيَقُولُ أَمِيرُهُمُ الْمَهْدِي The Imam will then offer to Isa the chance to pray. He will say, تَعَالَى صَلِّ بِنَا You come, you lead the prayers. And then Isa will use his moment to say this, Ala inna ba'dakum ala ba'din umara. You're the leader, you lead. Inshallah, we witness that day and we're able to pray in Quds, which has been liberated behind the Mahdi and behind Isa alayhi salam. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته